Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7 o'clock hour here on the High School Scoreboard Show. Your High School Scoreboard Show. Gary Chapman filling in for Sam Crenshaw. Chris Parker, as always, joining me here on my right. We got a lot of games about 20 minutes away from kicking off all over the great state of Georgia. But I do want to head out to one game that I'm very interested in particular, and our guy, Jeff Sintel, he is out there, and he joins us here on the WadeForward.com hotline. Jeff, how you doing, my man? Jeff, you with me? All right, we're going to come back to Jeff and Sintel here in just a moment. Dom Trotsky's here. He's going to work with him. But we got a great game. It's a great private school matchup up there in on the north side and the north side metro area between Hebron Christian Academy and Blessed Trinity. I mean, very talented teams here, Coach.
Yeah, Hebron Christian is the defending state champions in the private schools league. There's single A, double A, triple A all play together for one private school championship. Hebron Christian won that. Blessed Trinity plays in 4A, which means they mix in with the public schools, and you'll see Blessed Trinity, Marist, Benedictine, you know, some of those are Pius, they're going to Woodward. Those are the ones that are going to play with the public schools. Everybody else plays in one league. Hebron won that league. Blessed Trinity is a little bit bigger, looks really good this year, but, man, what a great matchup. Some studs in this game, too, from Jeff. That's why Jeff's there, Rusty Menzel's there. A lot of good players in this game.
All good, all great folks. Yeah, Blessed Trinity is the best private school team among eight that play in the higher class up in 3A, just according to the Maxwell ratings. But let's go back to the WadeForward.com hotline, bring Jeff Sintel back in. Jeff, how you doing, my man?
Hey, guys, Garrett, Coach Parker, man, good to talk to you on the air this year, man.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. You're up there at Blessed Trinity, right?
Yeah, let's see. We got a lot of celebrities here. Kirby Smart has already landed the Kirby copter. The interesting part, I don't know if everybody out there listening knows about Hebron Christian. Of course, we're going to get to the talent for Blessed Trinity, which Coach Smart is here to see. But this is going to make us all feel a little bit older. But Jordan Green, the junior quarterback, he's in a bit of a rotation. If that last name sounds familiar, yes, that is the son of former Georgia quarterback David Green, who's warming up tonight for Hebron Christian. And I don't know about you guys, but I was hoping to see that he was a lefty too, but actually it looks like he's a right-hander now warming up.
That's a bummer. Yeah. But, Coach, just as far as the guys you have out there on the field, I know Blessed Trinity's got some really talented players there on that defensive line. Just who are you out there checking out?
Well, it really starts with David Jacobs. His name is not Junior. Everybody gets that kind of messed up around. He's the son of former Georgia defensive lineman David Jacobs. Folks will remember from about a generation ago how he was a really good defensive lineman for Georgia. He suffered a stroke. He was really close with Coach Mark Richt. In fact, Coach Richt is actually DJ Jacobs' godfather. He's a five-star.
Wow.
He's rated at, depending on who you look at, the number two or the number three edge in the country. And everybody I talk to says this guy looks the part. Imagine a spirited, kind of faith-centered, happy young man like Tim Tebow playing defensive end these days. That's who DJ Jacobs reminds me of. And if it couldn't get any sweeter, his younger brother Dawson Jacobs is an interior defensive lineman in the class of 2028. He also has an offer from Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Auburn, and everybody else. But Jacobs becomes very important to Georgia in this class for two reasons. One, they're only taking one edge in this class, the 2026 class. That's the fabulous Kamari Brooks at North Dakota. And two, the other five-star edge in the class, another can't-miss prospect, has already committed to Texas Tech as a surprise out of right now, out of Benedictine, LaDainian Guyton. Mm-hmm. And the report swirling about that was he received a $900,000 offer for his freshman year from the Red Raiders.
$900,000.
What would you do with $900,000, Coach?
Well, I don't know. Man, I might get the Kia studio upgraded. You know what I'm saying? Like, make this thing something.
Hey, we'll take the high school scoreboard show on the road.
We'll take
man.
It on the road, and we would be the important people, because one of the people that's important at the game is Jeff Sintel, baby. Jeff, what's good to talk to you again first, my man. And what's exciting to me when we talk to you on the show is like Gunnar Stockton, and you know, I'm watching play on Saturday, and we're watching KJ Bolden, and these are people that you're telling us about over the years. Who is the guy in this class you think that's, as a freshman, we're going to see next year, and we're going to talk about when they're playing Tennessee, when they're playing Florida, when they're playing Alabama?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the one guy I've saw so far this year, I think as good as Gunnar plays this year, I think Georgia's going to find a way to play him to keep him a little bit happy, a little bit secure, and put some roots down. I've been doing this a while, Coach Barker and Garrett, but Jared Curtis, I know he's not in the state of Georgia, but he's in Nashville Christian High School. I saw him play earlier this year, and to put it into perspective of all of our GHSA folks, it was kind of like a Prince Avenue Christian team taking on a Blessed Trinity or maybe a Marist team. Jared was on the outgunned side against an Emsworth team that had roughly three times the enrollment size, and really Jared needed to wear a cape in order to win that game, and he put on the cape. He had three rushing touchdowns. He had three passing touchdowns. The key distinction I'll make here, because it's luckily my vocation in life to see great football players every Friday night, I see a lot of great football players that project to the NFL or project to have NFL size and speed. But you rarely see the match where the guy plays the game at a five-star level. And what I mean by that is he's just going to be better than anything else the other side has, and he rises above all the X's and O's. And, fellas, Jared Curtis is that dude. I walked away from that game. I even talked to Matt Hasselbeck, who was on that opposing coaching staff. I walked away from that game not sure if I'd ever seen a Georgia commitment play any better on a Friday night than Jared Curtis did that night. Hasselbeck agreed. He said, man, that guy's just special. He was the offensive coordinator calling the plays. And he's like, man, sometimes I just sat there and watched him and watched what he could do. Think about a Josh Allen with a little bit more Stetson Bennett wiggle at 6'4" and 230. And that's kind of getting you down the road a little bit about imagining Jared Curtis at Georgia.
I've been really impressed with Jared Curtis. And some of the video I saw from you, Jeff, but I saw some video of that game. Yeah, he's the guy, and the people maybe listening may understand it this way. In high school ball, the five stars are a lot of times projected because of what they could be. But the guys who dominate the high school game sometimes aren't even the guys that are heavily recruited.
Yeah.
And he is the rare guy that is dominating the game like just the regular old dominating guy you see in a high school game. And he's the five-star guy. I couldn't agree more with that, Jeff, and I know you saw him in person. Can I ask you about the other side of that? Because I got a good one, Garrett. Today, I'm following Jeff. He's one of my favorite people to follow. That's at Jeff Sintel for anybody listening. So there's a guy from North Forsyth, and I'm not going to butcher his name, Jeff, so I'm going to let you tell him. But the edge player from North Forsyth had no Georgia and Ohio State offer when he woke up this morning, now has both. His whole life changed, right? Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah, because, I mean, and you won't – listen, with no shot at all, no disrespect to a great North Forsyth program, that's a new one. That's a new – they don't normally have dudes like that, Coach. And for him to be able to get an offer from Georgia – now, he already had offers like Kansas State recently and stuff like that, but 6'5 and 230, 240, I believe, to get Georgia and Ohio State – in the same day, not only changes his recruitment, that also changes his net worth over the next two or three years. now with what's going on. And, you know, you're good to see that because North Forsyth, you don't really think about a power. I don't usually go see North Forsyth unless they're playing another team with some dudes. But I do like it to see another Metro Atlanta program with good staff and good kids that work hard that all of a sudden get one of those guys that the whole country wants to take a look at.
And, Jeff, finishing up here with Jeff Sintel here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Dog Nation, make sure to go give him a follow. He's got a lot of great stuff. But I do want to ask you this one quick thing here, just as we're finishing up here, Jeff. It's the fact that this transfer portal just changed. You're going to change into one window. But I want to ask you, not for the college side of it, because we know everything that's going to happen with that. It's going to change all that kind of stuff. But as far as our high school recruiting goes and the kids who are listening potentially, or the parents who are listening and they have kids who could potentially go on and play some college football, how does this affect the prep ranks?
Well, I think it's good news because it's good news all around. First of all, the Coaches Association wanted it because they wanted to know the kids that were in their off-season program in February and March and April before spring practice were going to be there. It gave them some roster stability. But on the high school level, this is what I know everybody really wants to know, and this will be good information, is it kind of slows it down because a lot of schools – I mean, guys, I'll say probably 60-70% of major college football, especially at the FBS level, their ideal recruiting class is going to have about maybe 10 to 15, maybe 16 high school kids. And then the rest of those guys are portal kids that maybe weren't good enough to make it at a Florida or weren't playing at Florida or a Georgia, Ohio State, you know, kind of the big boys. And it was like the same players getting recruited over and over. Mm-hmm. The guys that were big news a couple years ago that didn't make an instant impact that now kind of trickle down a little bit. And I think what it does is it gives some sense of sanity to it all. And I think you're going to see maybe some of these schools maybe feel a little bit better about getting more high school players. Guys, it's even to an extreme. There's some programs like Georgia that will still take almost exclusively high school guys, like a full class of 25, mm-hmm. 28, 30. But then there's some that were going down to the other extreme and only taking like 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. 8 because the pressure to win now is so extreme. And it's pretty simple. I mean, Coach Barker's probably got some teach tape or some slides about it. If you have a chance to play a young man on Friday night that's 18 and a half or 19, or a young kid that's 14 or 15, you're going to play the bigger, faster, stronger yep. young man. Yep. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
And, Jeff, I really appreciate that. That's good stuff. And it's a new era of college sports, and it absolutely trickles down to everything that we see here on Friday nights. But you got a good one out there. Go enjoy. Jeff Sintel, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. And I want Coach Parker to answer this because he's got all the knowledge, okay? One more Curtis tidbit. The other team knew exactly what he was all about. So they game planned. They stalled the ball. They pounded it in the dirt. They had 39 carries for 390 yards and no turnovers, and they lost. Mm. That's how good Jared Curtis was that Friday night I saw him.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't have any books for that, Jeff. Okay? You get the ball to the good player and get out of the way, okay?
Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate you, sir. That's Jeff Sintel joining us on the WayFord.com hotline. And when we get back, we got a great guest coming up. A Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer. Played down there at Florida State University. One of the most prolific passers in the state of Georgia's history. His name is Fabian Walker, and he is going to join us next. This is the High School Scoreboard Show right here on your home for high school sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pleased to be joined here by Fabian Walker, new addition here to the Georgia High School Hall of Fame. Welcome in. Welcome in. I'm proud to welcome in here on the waitfor.com hotline. He is from America's High School. And Fabian, welcome into the High School Scoreboard Show first and foremost. And this is where I always like to start off these kinds of interviews. Just your memories of high school. What is the thing that you remember most when you think back to what you did on Friday nights?
Oh, man, playing on Friday night in America, Georgia, this small town was known for its football. It was a special moment, man, to have the whole city come out and support us. It was amazing to put that helmet on and walk down that field with guys that I grew up with. You know, we played in the sand and dirt together, fought with each other. So it was amazing to be able to put that helmet on and go out on that football field.
Fabian, talk to us about a moment. Like, what is a moment that stands out that you're like, man, at this play, this season, this game, what's something that stands out when you think about your time in America's on Friday night in a time when nobody threw the ball, but you threw the ball, my man? We're going to get to that.
We'll get to it.
You know what? You're right. But the crazy thing about it, the biggest thing that I take from my whole football career was that I wasn't even going to play the sport. I didn't play my freshman year, and going into my sophomore year, a lot of guys knew that I was just an athlete, and they kind of forced me to go out and play football going into my 10th grade year, and to go out and beat the coach's son, who was a senior, to win the quarterback position, and to think that was a team full of seniors, all the pieces were together on their team, and I was like the missing piece to go out and help lead us to the state championship game. That was the greatest moment of my high school career, was just knowing that I wasn't even going to play football. And from that moment on, everything just took off.
Listen, for anybody listening, let me set the stage, Garrett, a little bit with Fabian Walker here. And listen, back in the day, we're talking about in the 90s, Garrett, this is when I started coaching, you and Dom wasn't even around. People ran the ball, okay? They ran the wing T, or they ran the option, or they ran the I. And Fabian Walker became a legend in Georgia for the last 20-something years for being the guy that shattered passing records, okay? Yep. Now he's like in 30th place because everybody throws the ball. But I'm giving you your credit, my man. For like 20 years, they broke every record throwing the ball. So talk about the courage that the coaches had to have in you and you had to have, because I'm telling you, I can't express these guys enough how different what you guys were doing was than what everybody else was doing.
Man, it was the thing of it is, I think the coaches saw something in me that I didn't even realize what was in me, because, like I said, 15, 16-year-old at the time, first time playing quarterback, they just knew I was an athlete. You know, it was a lot of times I had the opportunity to get the formation and I would call plays from the line of scrimmage. I mean, I had the keys to the offense at a very early age, and I think the coaches had to realize and see something in me that I didn't even know existed. And like I say, to not wanting to play football, to having complete control of an offense, you know, and like I say, go on and lead state, go to state championship games, and deep in the playoffs out of other years, it was amazing.
And Fabian, then you go from there, and then you go down to Tallahassee, and you go play for Bobby Bowden and everything else down there. And just tell us about that transition, and what was it like playing, going from South Georgia football and then going in and playing for, at the collegiate level?
That was a great transition. First of all, Coach Bow, may rest in peace, was an amazing guy. Came and to America, sat in our home, ate food with us. So he was a real, like, a true parent coach to a lot of us players. And he definitely made that transition a lot smoother for a lot of us players. And to grasp the speed of the game there in Tallahassee, playing at Florida State. But, you know, I had to battle a lot of injuries with my shoulder some, but it was a great experience to be able to step on the field out in Tallahassee.
And, Fabian, do you have any coaching stories just of your interactions there with Coach Bowden?
You said, what was my interaction with Coach Bowden?
Yeah, just your interactions, any funny stories, anything that you can think back to your time when you were with him.
Ooh, man. I think one of the greatest moments was when I had the opportunity to sit down with him and Burt Reynolds in his office.
Okay.
And I think Burt was in there just cracking up jokes and stuff. And I still have an old picture with me and Burt Reynolds and Coach Bowden's office. I thought that was pretty amazing. At the time, I wasn't a big know who Burt Reynolds was at that time, but I did some research and learned about it. But
Hey, Fabian, I'm here with the young guys today, so I appreciate the Burt Reynolds story. They're looking it up, who that is, as we speak.
Yeah.
Listen, back on the high school ball, so I know that you got a son that was a good player and's getting recruited maybe. So, but think about this, man. If you shattered those passing records today, that NIL value would be my man. How jealous are you of these guys today?
Man, look at here. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with one of my friends, Alonzo Jackson. You know, he played at Florida State in America with me. We literally just hung up the phone, and we were talking about the whole NIL thing, and I'm like, man, it would be so crazy right now to be coming out.
You got to think about, like, what you know is Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Filo. Garrett covers Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. You know, this was Fabian, and he shattered those records. Didn't beat them by a little. So just a different time. So what advice do you have for guys that are coming in the recruiting process? What did you learn that you can pass on to guys who right now want to be you? They want to get a chance to go to Florida State.
Yeah, I think right now, man, it's the recruiting part of the game. I mean, it's new to me, you know, learning all about, like I say, the NIL and having money thrown at you left and right. I think they don't need to get caught up in that moment of just making moves just on financial parts of it. You got to go somewhere where you really can feel like you don't have the opportunity to play and the opportunity to, you know, you want to feel like you're at home on the campus. You know, a lot of times people go making decisions based on money and you find yourself next year want to leave there because it didn't feel like home and you just made a decision about financial. And so just be patient, man, and just enjoy the whole opportunity of being recruited right now because it's crazy right now.
Fabian Walker joining us here on the wait4.com hotline. This is our school days segment, one of my favorite things that we do every single week. He's also going to be a member of the Georgia High School Hall of Fame here in 2025. And Fabian, I do want to talk to kind of keep it on that advice type of route there. You have a son who played quarterback up there here in this metro Atlanta area. But as far as developing and continuing to grow as an athlete, like what were your advice here just for the young athletes who could be listening?
I think playing the quarterback position right now is it's kind of me looking at it from me playing the position. I'm thinking it's a lot easier now because you kind of got a lot of freedom and, you know, you get the opportunity to pull up a lot of numbers throwing the ball around. And, I mean, like I said, we threw it back then, but it's totally different now. You know, the passing concepts, you know, the receivers, the athletes that are catching the ball. So, you know, there was times in America that I might have had John Wilson and the other couple years had Robert Johnson at receiver. So, you know, now you got four and five guys, it's four and five stars. So I think, you know, being a quarterback now, man, it's use it to your advantage.
Well, they give you more options now, right, Fabian? We can run the ball here, or we can throw the screen over here, and you guys were a little bit on the cutting edge of that. You mentioned having the opportunity to change the play a little bit, and now that's commonplace, right? You're just going to see,
I think we were way ahead of our time. We got the offense from Hal Mummy. Mm-hmm. He was down at that offense, that run and shoot offense. So we took that offense and kind of just really opened it up. And it seemed like from that moment on, like I say, kids today, they're just throwing the ball all over the field now.
Fabian, what do you see? And it was just in this class of the 2025 High School Hall of Fame, Georgia High School Hall of Fame class. I mean, what kind of honor is it for you? I mean, like, what are your reactions to that when you got that call?
Honestly, man, I'm looking at it like, you know, all the, like I said, the coaches, some of my teammates on America High that saw something in me that I didn't see. So this moment, my name is being called, but, you know, I got to give huge congrats and props to all those coaches, Coach Rager, Coach Wade, a lot of my teammates that obviously saw something in me because, you know, this is an amazing class that I'm coming out with. And just to be honored, you know, and to be named with the Kirby's and Cam and Walt Frazier, you know, it's an honor. And I'm really thankful to be honored this year.
This is our third year with this, Garrett. You know, I'm on the the board for the Georgia High School Hall of Fame, Sam, too. And Sam and I both voted for Fabian, okay? This is a guy we want to see in there.
There you go.
And Yeah, they got Cam Newton's in the class, Kirby Smart, Walt Frazier. Frazier. Played football too. He played football too. Hey, hey. Stud basketball player. But I'm telling you, for high school ball, Fabian put up better numbers than those guys.
Yeah.
Like for high school ball, this was a guy way ahead of his time. And so I'm really excited you're getting a chance to get that honor, Fabian. I'm excited to meet you at the ceremony. Yes, we're gonna have a little baby blue jackets on, Garrett. You know about that? They get these baby blue. It's coming, Fabian. So get ready. Okay. Plan your outfit.
They give you one of those too?
That's the only way I can get one.
Oh, I was gonna say
I wasn't to get enough players, but I could put one on as a board member, right?
That's, all right.
And so plan your outfit around the baby blue jacket.
Baby blue, okay.
Okay, yeah. But well deserved, Fabian. Well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and that's going to be October 25th, is that right?
Yeah, October 25th.
Tickets still available?
Get the College Football Hall of Fame. Tickets awesome. Are available through Score Atlanta.
Okay.
IJ and his guys do that. They do an awesome job. I mean, we have, it's a litany of people, Garrett. There's 20 or 30, Hall of Famers in this thing. Yep. I mean, really good people coming through Georgia. And for a long, long time, this was the most prolific passer that we had.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, we got Hall of Famers, and we have one of the best passers of the football in Fabian Walker, and he's going to be in this class. Fabian, thank you so much for joining us here.
I so appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure indeed. It is the School Days segment, one of my favorite segments here that we do every single week on the High School Scoreboard Show. But when we get back, we got to dive into some picks of the week. We got scores that are going to start coming in here any minute now, but we got to get in front of them with our picks of the week and dive into some of that information. Chris Parker here to my right. I got Dom Trotsky on the other side of the glass, and this is the High School Scoreboard Show on your home of high school football on Sports Radio 92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the game. Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Sultry sounds of Jonesboro High School marching band. Who are they playing tonight, Coach Parker? Do you see them on the scoreboard list? Jonesboro.
I hadn't seen them yet.
They're playing Harris County.
Well, that'll be a good one. That'll Harris County has got a place called Hunter's Pub. Sam and I talk about as much as we can. Hunter's Pub.
I'll go check out a pub.
It's not what you think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way. This is one of the best places to eat in Georgia.
How about that?
Hunter's Pub. You write that down, Dom, Garrett, right? Hunter's Pub.
Is that
H-U-N-T-E-E-R? Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R,
okay.
Apostrophe S.
You just kind of omit the T
pub.
There.
Well, that's that Alabama.
That's Alabama.
You know what I mean? But
Hunter.
Hunter's Pub. Okay? In Harris County. It's on the way to Columbus. You stop in there. It doesn't look like much.
Okay.
But it's one of the best places to eat, I'm telling you. So every time we talk about Harris County, we have to bring up Harris.
How about that? Well, I got to stick a note on that. I need to make sure that we stick around with that.
Yeah.
I love that.
If anybody listening knows, I'm telling you, it's a place.
Like, if anybody's heading down I-85, maybe we'll tell
them. Stop by Hunter's Pub.
Yeah, stop by Hunter's Pub.
And this is not like a paid endorsement. I'm just telling you as a guy that likes to eat.
I love eating. That,
Sam, I'm looking at the menu now. I'm looking at some
Yelping it.
Does it look good?
Yeah,
Dom?
It looks pretty good. I'm not.
I mean, this
what's the ambiance though? Are we talking what is it? Southern cooking or
pub and steakhouse?
It's just kind of a regular looking place. It doesn't wow you on the walk in, but when
it's
you
about what's inside.
But yeah, the food is it, man. If somebody's listening that knows about Hunter's Pub,
somebody knows.
Yes, they'll tell you.
Yeah, we got a text line, 404-726-0929.
Yeah, if you want to tell us about Hunter's Pub.
Tell us about Hunter's Pub.
Nevertheless, Jonesboro probably did not stop at Hunter's Pub, but some of those parents did.
I bet they did. Grab themselves a cold one there on their way out and checking out some great football out there. But no, those were the sounds of Jonesboro High School, but we got the sounds of the Miller Grove head coach, Melvin Brown, Damian Day-Day Lewis. He caught up with the head coach. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline where Coach Brown is joining us now here on the show, Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, thank you for some time out of your day. It's been a minute since I spoke with you, man. First off, I know we're well into September, but how was your summer?
Oh, man, summer was great. Guys really worked extremely hard, man. We've been the benefits of our hard work so far.
Yeah, and I was going to say, man, that hard work is obviously paying off. You're off to a 4-1 start. With that being said, you know, what have you seen from the guys in these first five games that's kind of stood out to you?
Just the trust in the system, trusting the process, trusting in each other, trusting the coaches. For this year, just one word, just effort. And, you know, just give me max effort, and you'll see the results. And so far, so good. The results have been good.
And speaking of that one word being effort, you know, coming into the season, in addition to that, you know, when it came down to building off of last season, was there any other areas of focus that you guys were kind of focused on throughout the summer?
Well, from last season transitioning to this season, I kind of knew, I hate to say it this way, I kind of knew we was heading this route. The team was extremely young last year, so bringing in 23 seniors, and all 23 seniors are starter. When you're a senior heavy team like that, you expect the results that you're getting. And so our guys got a lot of experience last year, and they're just paying off for us this year.
All right, spending time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Head coach Melvin Brown, head coach of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team. Speaking of those seniors, coach, how pivotal has their role been for you and your staff when in terms of leadership and you know, being the coaches on the field for you?
Oh, it's everything. And it starts with our senior quarterback, Thomas Winston, who's actually leading DeKalb County in passing yards right now. It's everything. But you got good seniors and good seniors leaders. These guys want to make history at Miller Grove. They want to be the first team to win more than six games. They want to be the first team to win a region championship. They want to be the first team to win a playoff game. And all those things are still in front of us, and they're really, really hungry for it. And the leadership, they basically run the team. I just oversee it. Our leadership is just that good this year.
Well, that's got to be a great problem to have for you. And, you know, obviously a bye week for you this week. How important is this extra time for you, and does anything change in regards to your routine?
Oh, not at all. Nothing changed. We just had practice today. It came at the right time because we only played five straight games. Because we got little bumps and bruises and things like that that we try to get over before we actually get into this region play. So we got one more non-region game with Greene County. After that, it's time for region play. So we're just trying to get everybody healthy at the right time. So this bye week came at the perfect time for us.
And, you know, I'm glad you touched on the fact that, like you said, one more non-region game against Greene County when you guys do return to action next week. You know, obviously you'll want to walk away with the win. But overall, what do you want to see from the guys in that game? You know, as you mentioned, that's going to be the final one before region play. So what do you want to see from the guys, I should say, in that game as you'll get ready to open up region the following week?
Just continue to compete. I think offensively we need to continue to work on our run game because we have a really, really good passing game. Our run game is coming along. We have our starting running back went out in the thorough game, so he has not played since. And we have a sophomore running back starting who I think has done a tremendous job since he's been playing. And just continue to perfect that running game because we all do know once you get into November and by the grace of God get into December, you might be able to run this football because that weather gets a little cold.
Yep.
That ball gets a little harder for you. We got to be able to run the football. So that's our major focus, honestly, next week is coming in to run this football.
Awesome stuff right there, Coach. Melvin Brown joining us, head coach of the Miller Grove Wolverines football team, joins us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last one before I let you go, Coach. What are going to be the keys to this season coming to an end in which you all hope that it does?
Effort. Just keep trusting each other and play with effort, and let's just see what happens.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I want to wish you all nothing but success down the stretch here. And again, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen, I appreciate the opportunity for us to talk about these Wolverines. Go Wolverines.
Hey, big thank you to Damian Day-Day Lewis. He's not going to be with us here this evening. His son is out there doing a...
on the homecoming.
Homecoming court, man. It's homecoming across high school football.
Yeah, homecoming in Pickens where I work.
How
daily,
about that?
And I'm homecoming for Day-Day today. So how about that? Listen, Garrett, talking about Miller Grove real quick before we get off that. I want to paint this picture for anybody listening to that. They have been playing football for 21 years. That school opened in 2005. They've never won 7 games. Never. 0 times. Okay? They're 4-1. This is not my pick of the week. This is my pick of the, you know, next few months.
Sure.
They're going to win 7 games this year.
How about that?
Best season in school
history. How about
that? Coach Brown, a good job with them. They got a favorable schedule. They got some tough games coming, too. But if they stay focused, like Coach was talking about, you're going to see them set the school record for wins this year. It's always a cool moment. We do two things on this show a lot. We talk about the big dogs. We talk about
of course
them.
You got
we
to.
Talk about the people who are going to play for the state championship, and then we highlight the people who are doing extraordinary things in their place. And Miller Grove, local DeKalb County school, traditionally dominates basketball. You know, it's a school that have won many state championship basketball, struggled in football. Going to have the best – if they can stay the course, stay healthy, whatever, not putting any pressure on them, but they have a great chance to have one of the best seasons, if not the best season, the school's ever had this year.
Yeah, and 7 wins is generally not – that'll get you to the playoffs, too.
Absolutely.
Most times.
They never won a playoff game. They made the playoffs a few times.
But you never know.
Playoff game. This might be the year.
This might be the year. This might be the year. But let's get into those picks, and these are brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the savings. And I'm going to start here in the Atlanta area, and it's a matchup that's near and dear to my heart. Two teams who I'm very familiar with. We got the Westminster Wildcats and the Benedictine Cadets. You talk about, we talked a little earlier in the show, Coach, about records that may not be indicative of how good a football team is. You talk about the Benedictine Cadets, it's all boys school down there in Savannah, Georgia, military school. And that is one of those programs that's one of the top programs in the state of Georgia. But they sit at 1-2 on the season. They're up there in 4A, one of the private schools that plays up. But they're the 27th ranked team in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, don't
like don't look at the record.
Don't let that record fool you.
They played Colquitt County. That's one of the top teams in the country, mind you. They lost to them by just 3 points. They played Buford, and they lost to them. And that game got kind of out of hand. But they have big wins, and this is a program who knows how to win and win big. And Westminster is just like that.
Yeah, Westminster got a great program too now, but. Westminster coach is not fooled by that record, I guarantee you. That's a tough matchup for Westminster, but those are games, you know, you thought, where's that game being played?
It's here in Atlanta.
Benedictine had the long trip. I mean, there's a little bit of edge there, but man, Benedictine is really good.
A steady football really program. Good. Steady. I remember they had that big come up back when I was in school about a decade ago. But they've always been a really steady, good program. One of the oldest programs in the state too. Mm-hmm. Been around a very, very long time. But that's a little private school matchup that folks should absolutely keep an eye on.
Who you got? Is that your pick?
I'm gonna go Benedictine. Benedictine to win that game. I'm pretty confident in that bit. But I just wanted to give.
Is
a
that
shout
your
out.
Official Ingles?
My official
pick of the
Ingles
week?
Pick. And as a Lovett
or
grad,
are you picking
I got
another game.
No, that's gonna be my.
That's
pick.
Your game.
I'm a Lovett guy.
Garrett went out on a limb there.
I'm a Lovett guy, and I got to pick against the Wildcats. That's kind of my job, right?
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Dom's picking Stevenson. Are they even playing tonight, Dom?
No, we got a bye week.
Okay, hey, so
they're guaranteed
that one.
Guaranteed
to win.
Yeah.
Well, not a win, a guaranteed not loss.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, he's not going to have any L's. And picking Stevenson every week's working pretty good for him. So
yeah, that's 5-0.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll go with a maybe more competitive game. North Cobb and North Paulding, and it's a GPB game. North Cobb's 3-2, but it's another one of the don't let the records fool you. But North Cobb lost to Cass in a game most people would have assumed North Cobb would have won.
Yeah.
Came back and really dominated Walton in the next week. So they're coming off a big win, which came off a big loss. There's a lot of emotions going both ways there. North Paulding is 4-1. I think North Paulding feels like this might be their chance to get in that region. So that region consists of Walton, North Cobb, North Paulding, Marietta. All pretty good teams, but North Cobb and Walton really been the class of the group, like the 1-2 seed, and Marietta, North Paulding, maybe even Cherokee. Some of them will compete, Wheeler, for that 3rd and 4th spot.
Yeah.
North Paulding trying to get in that top two. Walton has been a little bit down for Walton this year. This is a game to really keep an eye on, and I'm unlike Garrett, unlike Dom, I'm picking like a 50-50 type game here. So, but I'm going to stick with North Cobb and the experience even though the game's at North Paulding, this is North Paulding's chance to really make a name. I think North Cobb's just going to have too much, and I think the game with Cass, where they really kind of laid an egg, is their rallying point, their Alamo. Y'all know in history, the Alamo, that was a bad thing, not a good thing. Everybody remembers
the Alamo. I remember the Alamo.
Yeah, but they remembered it because it was bad.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you forget. And think
Santa
it was some,
Ana?
It was this rallying cry. The Alamo, you know, most people didn't make it at the Alamo. And so they remembered the Alamo. And I think the Alamo for this North Cobb team is Cass. They lose this game to Cass. They don't play well. They come back and start playing well. So I'm going North Cobb over North Paulding. And that actually is a 50-50 game. I could really see that going either way. But that's my pick of the week, my Ingles pick of the week.
Ingles pick of the week. And you talk about rallying calls. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back because I think that's one of those things, especially at the high school level, in football in general. You have a rallying cry, something that a team can all get behind. And sometimes it's a loss. Sometimes it's a close win. Sometimes it's something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's what brings the whole team together.
Absolutely. And they come from both.
You'd always prefer it to be a comeback kind of win or something like that. But sometimes it is a loss, and sometimes teams are the better for it. Those are our Ingles picks of the week. That's not all. We got a lot more games that have just kicked off, and we will get you some of that when we get back. Plus, we're going to hear from some coaches and everything else across the state of Georgia. This is the home of high school football in the great state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. This is the Scoreboard Show. My name is Garrett Chapman. That's Chris Parker. 7 o'clock hour down. We'll be back with some more in the 8 o'clock hour on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.